We're back, baby. Welcome to Talking About Singing, where we talk about singing. This is a podcast that we do occasionally about music and whatnot. We're going to be summarizing 2019, discussing whatever similes and metaphors you want to use. Brendan, what is 2019?
Eating ice cream out of the bucket with the scoop instead of a spoon because all my dishes are dirty.
So, kind of a good place, but just tinged with a little sadness.
Something like that, I guess. Maybe, yeah. I think more along the lines of, like, just disorganized.
Messy. A very messy year. Dylan?
That's life. That's life. You gotta know all about that. You had a baby.
I did, yeah. I think, as I said on the podcast previously, a friend of mine had a baby, which is not a false statement. But I also had a baby, yeah.
Is that related?
They are not neat. They're not neat creatures. I mean, they're neat, but they're not tidy.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Dylan?
You gotta give them a couple more years until it can be kind of like those kids on Arrested Development. What was the name of that school where it's like the school for kids to be neither seen nor heard?
Yeah.
Where Buster went?
Mumford? That's not right.
And Sons?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I will definitely enroll him. I can see and hear him so frequently these days, but, you know, you give it time.
Yeah.
On other news, as opposed to child abuse, Dylan Schemenauer, what is 2019?
To me, it's probably like a weird, we're like in an alternate reality. So 2019, we somehow transitioned into an alternate reality because Donald Trump is still president and Kanye West is making Christian music.
ASAP Rocky got entered into the public record for the impeachment trials because it was brought up.
Yeah, like we slipped into a different realm.
Yeah.
We are, like, yeah, truly living in the Matrix.
And we are going to do our best here today to make sense of this alternate reality. Because we got a big old list of a whole bunch of albums that a lot of us have listened to. And it's that time of year. You know what it is. Talking About Singing Heads, the third annual Talking About Singing presents the best album of 2019. Bracket competition. That's the title, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have four listeners that I had pick four albums to make our top 16 seeds this year. Last year, little peek behind the production curtain, I had four people pick 16 albums each, and that lasted 2 weeks. This year, much simpler, it lasted a couple days in the group chat, and that was fun and so much simpler. So today we are gonna be also drafting teams to finish out the other half of the bracket. You guys feel like 32, 16 from us, 16 from the listeners, is that a good number to go with?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Sweet. Yeah. All right, so we each get 5, and I will read off what has already been taken here in a second. Whoever picks last for us can have the extra album pick. That sound good?
Yeah, sure.
Good.
Cool. I'm a rules guy. I just like to hammer down all these rules. Let's see here. The four people we had decide the top picks were Ocean, last year's winner. I'm pretty sure that's not how you pronounce his name, but you know, that's how I say it. ASAP Yames also participated in last year. I think he got second place with the Daytona pick. And then we got two new people picking their top four. We have Chase, also known as Space Chase, and Cam. No nickname as of yet, but I'm sure we'll find one.
Killa Cam?
Killa Cam?
Like Cameron?
I think her name is Camille or Camila.
Oh. I like Killicam.
Killicam? Is that from Call of Duty?
If she responds with whatever, if she digs it, then it sticks.
What if she doesn't? What if we get sued?
Then she can give me a nickname that's, I don't know, bad.
Bad Brendan?
Cool Cam.
Alliteration's fun. I think how about that? That makes a good nickname.
Yeah. Absolutely. Where was I?
Crazy Cam.
Okay, let's quit describing this person. None of us know. Ocean, his number one pick was Gray Area by Little Sims. Number two, Hi, This Is Flume by Flume. Leak 04-13, parentheses, Bait Ones by Jai Paul. Father of the Bride by Vampire Weekend. ASAP Yames. We got Revenge of the Dreamers 3 by Dreamville. Norman fucking Rockwell by Lana Del Rey. The Fall of Hobo Johnson by Hobo Johnson. And The Sailor by Rich Brian.
Yeah. Are you going to put those into the little thingy, the spreadsheet you got?
The bracket? Yes. It is on the other Google Doc that I sent you. So many Google Docs.
I was expecting it to like real time update in front of my face.
Oh no, I can't multitask that well. Read and type. Absolutely not. Space Chase, number one pick, Igor by Tyler the Creator. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go by Billie Eilish. Even in the Tremor by Lady Lamb. Anger Management by Rico Nasty and Kenny Beats. Killicam. Injury Reserve by Injury Reserve. Magdalene by FKA Twigs. Is He Real by IDK. And Shea Butter Baby by Ari Lennox. Those are out. I guess they're in. They're in the bracket. We cannot pick them. How do we feel about these picks, guys? Who you got a favorite team that you think... If you could only listen to one team, do we have a favorite?
I like Cool Cam.
So we're just going with all the nicknames. We're not going to pick one as a unit.
I'm going to go with Chase in there.
Interesting. I think I might go ASAP Yames. There's a little bit of everything in all of these.
Yeah, there are definitely some ones that I'm like, I'm glad they picked because I wanted them in the bracket. So that lets me pick, you know, more stuff. There are a lot of good albums this year.
There were a lot of good albums, but I felt like there weren't as many, like, oh, obviously, this one is going to be, like, a number one seed. Like, I was surprised by a lot of these.
Yeah, actually, Killer Cam didn't have any of the ones that I... the albums that I chose, but I just like the name.
That's just your philosophy in general, Dylan.
Yep.
Just like it's like when you listen to music, it's about the vibe.
Exactly.
I think I'm going with a Dylan mindset into 2020. I feel like I don't want to be reviewing albums anymore. We don't really review albums, we just kind of talk about them. But even less, I just want to be like, I want to be cool, Dylan. Can you teach me how to be chill?
Are you trying to be a cool dad now that you're a dad? Trying to be the cool dad?
No, I think what it is I want to be like a supportive dad. So I just want to be like, everything's good, guys. Like, I don't want to even like give negative feedback anymore.
You got to sell your soul.
So
it's the only way.
Sold your soul? Who have you sold your soul to?
The devil.
Wild that this is just coming up.
Yeah, I mean, who else do you sell your soul to?
I mean, there's upper and lower demons. It's kind of a hierarchy in hell, as far as I'm aware.
I skipped right to the main
what
guy.
What did you get in return for selling your soul? Chillness?
Yeah. And a bunch of other things.
Ooh, cryptic.
I've already said too much.
How did you organize this?
Well, it just happens.
I like to think that it's like selling your soul is kind of like when you go to like McDonald's or something. You go to like some like CD bar, you're like low-key, like, speakeasy. You need to have, like, a secret code. And you give him that, and then, you know, just meet up with the devil, and that's how you sell your soul.
See, I was picturing a Devil Went Down to Georgia situation where the devil popped up and was like, all right, I challenge you. And Dylan was like, nah, man, no thanks. And then he sold his soul.
Or like a Robert Johnson sort of thing. You know, you go down to like the crossroads and you like put your sixth string on the ground and then he just like walks up.
That is a reference that went right over my head.
Oh. That's where like the selling your soul to the devil for like music, that's where that like comes from.
Oh, I thought Charlie Daniels came up with it.
No, this was like 56 years before that.
No.
They reference it in Metalocalypse. Yeah. You watch that show.
Metalocalypse?
Yeah.
I have not.
Great show. That's a fucking fantastic show. I feel like Dylan would like that more than you, but it's good.
Megalopolis.
Hey, no, I'm gonna become Dylan this next year, so I'm gonna watch this show and I'm gonna love it.
Do it.
Alright. Do we want to start talking about some album picks? Who wants first dibs? Do you want an extra album or do you want to go first?
I don't know. Can we like play a little game to decide?
I want the extra pick.
Oh, you know what? You know what I have been doing since we've taken a break of podcasting, guys?
What?
Collecting a lot of game ideas.
No, I have channeled all of my time and thoughts that I put into the podcast, and I have put them into setting up a Dungeons & Dragons campaign for my friends. So I got a 20-sided die here. Do we want to roll that to see who goes first?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. I'll go.
What if it lands on the other 17 numbers?
Well, we pick one, right?
Well, I was gonna roll idea. First for Brendan, second for Dylan, and then third for me. Highest number goes first.
All right.
This is Brendan. Brendan got an 8.
That's not good.
Ooh.
Dylan, you got an 11.
Nice.
And I got a 12. So I'm first. Dylan, you second.
Rigged. How do we know?
Exactly
how do we know that that's
how I wanted it?
Yeah, Brendan got what he wanted anyway. Okay, Dylan, would you like to go first?
No. You go.
I will take an album that I don't think either of you would take. Because my first choice, I will take all the flack that I know I will receive from fans and you two both, but I'm going to do it. I'm taking Wasteland, Baby by Hozier.
Dude! Why you overdrafted? That's the Daniel Jones of this bracket.
I'm taking it, baby. I love it so much.
Okay.
I have listened to this album more than any other album this year. I'm not sure it's the best, but I have listened to it so much. I'm not going to do it dirty and save it for my last pick because I know you guys aren't going to take it.
I wasn't going to pick it.
I'm giving it the respect Hozier deserves. My number one.
You're already acting.
Okay. All right. That's enough of that. I'm chill. Going into the next year. Dylan, you're up.
All right. So these are in no particular order.
You got to pick one. One first.
Oh, so like my top, my favorite?
Right, so, you know, if okay. We take it, you can't have it and vice versa.
All right, well, okay, so I guess the best out of all of these lists would be Everything's For Sale by Boogie.
Nice. Good pick.
All right, all right.
I respect it. I believe Everything's For Sale does not have an apostrophe, and these tiny little things matter to me, and I feel as though the listener deserves to know.
Hey, Peyton?
Yes?
You want to be cool next
okay,
year, right?
Okay, right? So you don't right. want me to say whether or not there's an apostrophe and Everything's For Sale?
I'm just...
All right.
It's still 2019.
I'm chill. It's okay. What would Dylan do? Cool. Boogie. All right. Brendan, your turn.
Number one pick for me, that's got to be Orville Peck, Pony.
Yeah. That's fair. I also respect that pick. Did we?
Which I don't even think of that as like being a 2019 release. It just feels like, yeah, it just feels like it's been out for so long, and it really has been. Didn't it come out in like March or something?
Was it March? I think we talked about it in the summer, but I think it had been out for a minute before yeah. we actually talked about it. All right, does that circle back around to me?
Yeah.
Yes.
And this might upset Brendan for a completely different reason, but man, I have come around on King Princess.
Nice.
I'm taking Cheap Queen.
Good.
So many good bops on that. King Princess. An enigma and a mystery, but also not. Just fun. Check out King Princess. Mm-hmm. I'm all on board now. Dylan, what do you got?
Number two is going to be Zoo, Denzel Curry.
Nice.
A good pick.
Dang, I thought for sure I'd snag some of these that you guys are picking. Denzel Curry, Zoo. Yo. Brendan, what do you got?
I'm going with Brockhampton, Ginger.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. You know, the craziest thing happened. I actually saw Brockhampton just yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. They had a killer set, I gotta tell you. Like, the choreography was really impressive for a rap group.
Really? I saw them during when they were, like, promoting their last album, and that was, like, that was a good show, but I have seen, like, videos online, and it seems like they've really, like, stepped up the, like, the value, like, the production value on it. Like, they have more set design, and it's, like, it seems like there's a lot more going on. I bet it was good.
Yeah, there's, like, three giant crosses at the top, and kind of, like, a slanted stage, so they could all, like, step up and down stage and everything.
That's cool.
I have a hot take, possibly, to run by you quick.
Yeah.
Joba?
Yeah.
Should I phrase this? Best rapper? Most versatile? The MVP. I'd say Joba's MVP of Brockhampton.
Yeah, I've been saying this.
I couldn't remember. I was always like, oh, Kevin Abstract's, like, you know, the guy. But Joba, dang, he carries a lot of it.
What, that's interesting you say that, because when we reviewed it, you were pretty down on Joba.
I think I always lumped him in with Matt Champion, but I just don't like Matt Champion.
You got them confused.
Well, not confused, but like I wasn't always 100% on who's who, you know?
Oh, sure, sure.
Joba does a lot of the hooks. I thought that was all Bareface.
No. The one that sounds like the classic boy band, you know, vocalist, that's Bareface.
That makes sense. Mm. All right. Man, what do I...
Peyton's number three.
I didn't type up a list before this just because you never know like what's gonna get taken and what's not. Do I go with my gut here? I think I gotta take something strategic. Cause there's a couple that I don't feel bad saving for last. Oh man. There's so many middle of the road albums this year, but no clear picks. All right. I'm going to cut out this silence. I think I got to go. I got to do it. Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
God damn it.
Damn it. Nice. Dylan, there's no way you were going to take that, were you?
I was. That was my fifth.
What?
Yeah.
Since when?
That's growth.
That's
it was. This year,
you know what, Dylan? Fifth. You could be the new Peyton next year.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
I'm sorry for your loss.
I don't know what to do now.
Dylan, yeah, that's back around to you.
Well, I know my number three. Okay, so number three, I'm doing I, Bon Iver.
Ooh.
There's a lot of reasons why.
Did you get...
Well, he's from my town. I literally helped out with his festival last week and saw him like every day for a week.
That's pretty cool.
And then that was right around the time that he got nominated for two or three Grammys.
Huh.
So it was kind of a really cool,
dang.
cool vibe going on.
Did you check that album out after we talked to Helmtrek? Or were you already on top of it?
No, I actually went to a... He had like a little listening party in Eau Claire. Like a week or two before it even released to the public.
What?
And so I heard it. I heard it way before.
Dang. That's crazy.
Yep.
Solid pick.
Yeah.
That I think that got some Grammy nominations this year too.
Yep.
All right, Brendan, what do you got locked and loaded?
This is tough. Next pick is going to be I'm going to go with Blood Incantation, Hidden History of the Human Race.
We have not talked about that. I don't think I've even listened to that this year.
No, it's pretty... It came out pretty recently, like within the past few weeks. Okay. Really good. It's like 4 songs long, but it's like 40 minutes. It's great.
Do we have any big album releases left of this year? Are we shortchanging anyone?
I don't really think so.
It's early December when we record this. I don't think anything's coming out that we're going to really feel bad for missing. All right.
No, and if we do miss it, we can just throw it into the next year's bracket.
Right, like half of the Grammy nominations this year.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Her got a Grammy nomination, and that album, her last one, came out in like summer of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal.
Looks like we're going to be missing out on new Harry Styles album.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't think any of us would have picked it. Yeah.
About it.
No love lost. I think, let's see, how many do we get? We get 5 each. I think I gotta pick a rap album just to flesh out my portfolio here.
God damn it.
And yeah, Dylan, I might snag it from you. Mirrorland, Earth Gang.
God damn it, that really fucked me up there.
That was maybe the best rap album this year. Hesitant, depending on how you categorize Igor. Definitely high up there. But yeah,
that really fucked
Mirrorland. I'm taking it. Dylan, you're going to have to throw a dart at this list at some point. Jesus
Christ. Well, I mean, I got backups. But I guess... So we're at 4. I really don't want to... okay, so 4. So just to let you know, this is like... After Thank You Next, and this is after Mirrorland, because those were going to be, well, Mirrorland was 4 on my list, and Thank You Next was 5, but those are gone now. So I got to go with my backup, Hollywood's Bleeding by Post Malone.
Oh-ho, Posty. Getting in there again this year. He made it top 8 last year, something like that.
Which technically would be my 6th.
No,
actually 7.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel. This is not even scraping the bottom of the barrel, as opposed to last year, where it was like we included so many albums. It was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Too many. A nice 32. I'm feeling that. Brendan, what do you got?
I think for this one, I'm going to have to go with my gut here. And I'm going to pick one that I think won't get a lot of support from you, but I feel it's right. I'm going Charlie XCX. Charlie.
Nice. Hey, that's a good album.
That is you made fun of me for Hozier? Huh?
It just sounds better. Everything about it is better.
We will fight that one out.
The only thing that I think Hozier has is better hair.
Hozier does have killer hair. It's crazy.
Very impressive.
I am tempted for my final pick to go with the other Irish guy that we... We didn't record... I don't think we recorded that album, but that Dermot Kennedy album was real good. Maybe we'll do like an honorable mentions once we're done here. But I don't think I'm going to pick it. It is close between two albums for me. Oh, man. I think I'm going to go. This is...
You're killing me.
Yeah, this is me at a restaurant. I would just like everyone to know. The waiter has come. It has been 20 minutes since I've been looking at a menu. Yeah. And I'm just...
And there's like, you're with 12 people.
One more.
Like all your
just
friends. Another,
yeah. One more second. No, just a couple more minutes. You can come back in a little bit.
Dude, that's my mom when we go out to eat. Like, we'll wait like 20 minutes, a half hour to order, and she's just going to get the fucking chicken chimichangas like she always does.
Mom.
I'm calling
I'll go with
you
the
out.
Chicken strips.
I have decided my order. I am going to take the entree portion of Morbid Stuff by Pup.
I'm really glad that's getting in here.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones that I think I enjoyed possibly more, but I definitely think Morbid Stuff deserves a shot at the title. Pup. All right, Dylan, final pick.
All right, well, my list is kind of screwed up.
Your bracket's busted.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Everything's for Sale, Zoo, Bon Iver, Mirror Land, and then Ariana Grande. Thank you, next. But I guess I'll go with my next, which is Jesus is King, Kanye West.
Woo-hoo! Bold choice. We have not recorded in a while.
No.
And Dylan being pro Charlie XCX and Jesus is King is rocking my world right now. I respect it, though. Bold decision. You never know where the upset will be. Brendan, you can do two in a row here. What do you got?
All right, I'm going to do it. 100 Gex, 1,000 Gex.
And just for the uneducated filth among us, which is the album and which is the artist?
100 is the artist, 1,000 is the album.
Don't you forget it. Going back to that Brockhampton concert, you really, I hate to flaunt, you know, privilege and everything like that, but man, the crowd was disrespecting 100 Gex. No one was feeling it as they opened for Brockhampton.
That's fucking upsetting.
It was, yeah, infuriating. And then Slow Tie came out, and they all start, you know, bye-banging their heads and everything. It's like, come on, 100 Gex.
I feel like 100 Gex, they're too out there for a lot of people, and I get it. But, like, if I was there, I would have been feeling that.
On the way to the concert, I was with my brother-in-law, and I was like, oh, 100 Gex is opening. They're pretty cool. And he was like, oh, okay. And he brought up their album on his phone, and he's like, oh, Stupid Horse, let's play that. And we blasted that as we were parking, and then that is the song they opened with. And he was like, oh, Stupid Horse.
Nice. That's a weird one. That's like the ska type thing, which, yeah, I love it. I love it. It's like so, I guess, gaudy that it just makes it.
It doesn't feel human. It is so alien and so horrific that it is endlessly fascinating.
I love it.
Solid pick. What is your bonus sixth pick, Brendan?
Final pick, gotta be JPEG Mafia. All My Heroes Are Cornballs.
Nice.
Okay.
Surprised a little bit. You're not going Danny Brown?
Liked it, but yeah, I like this one more.
I respect it. All right, that is our bracket. How do we want to do this? I think the easiest way would be put all the listeners on one half and then all of ours on the other. So two listener picks are guaranteed final four and then two of ours. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Final four of...
the bracket?
Oh.
We're doing a bracket.
Okay.
Did I forget to mention this?
Yeah.
No. Dylan, for the past 2 years, we've done a bracket.
I guess I'm confused. Like, are we skipping right to the final four, or what are we doing?
No,
what?
No. But the way you set up a bracket, like, do we want the listeners to go against us right away, or do we want us to get ourselves out before we get to, like, the final rounds?
I like the setup where it's the listeners on one half and then us on the other. It's kind of like, you know,
yeah.
I think of, like, basketball. You got, like, the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference. They don't really mix until, you know, the finals.
Solid. All right, so two...
I say we pin them right up against us, 1-1.
But they also did get, like, first round picking before us. So we don't want to get swamped right away and look bad. We don't want to lose face.
I mean, my list was...
I don't know, we're picking,
Only Chase had one of my picks.
We are also judge, jury, and executioner.
So. Yeah.
Like... We could straight up not pick any of their albums as soon as they get to us.
Just on principle, yeah. Out of solidarity for the podcast. Wow, it would be like Jesus is King versus Igor, and we'll just be like, fuck Tyler.
Wow, crazy. All our listeners have terrible taste. They don't know good music. Huh, who would have thought?
All right. No, there were a lot of really good ones. Some of them that I haven't, like, gotten around to listening to. Like, I haven't gotten around to listening to that FKA Twigs album. I've heard good stuff about it.
Yeah, I think that hit, like, number one on Pitchfork or Time or somebody's listicle. Yeah, a lot of solid picks. A lot of left field picks and some picks I haven't even listened to yet. So we will build the bracket and start battling it out next week. Stay tuned for that. How we feeling? What we got some time left here.
Dylan, I'm feeling a little unfulfilled. There are so many good albums that I, you know, we just didn't have the slots for that I would have liked to see on it.
Yeah, do we want to do honorable mentions? Just skimming through this list here.
Yeah, looking like sure. We're gonna give out some participation trophies.
I think, personal taste aside, Lizzo's album was like. It will be remembered for sure for 2019.
Yeah.
That was on my list, actually. That was the last one, but it was on there.
I think that's definitely going to be like, you know, those YouTube videos where it's like a song from every year that captures the feel of the music. That's definitely going to be on there at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got any honorable mentions?
Yeah, honorable mention, shout out, shoot, where'd it go? Shout out Marika Hackman. Shout out Solange.
Solange, that was a big one too.
That was an example of like an album that like critics fucking loved. I don't know, I didn't really get into it too much.
It felt like Teyana Taylor's album from last year, but just a little bit too boring, if I can say that. Not as engaging.
Mm-hmm. Any, like, if you... I've been looking at, like, you know, they're making decade lists now, like, best albums of the decade, and I've been seeing that at, like, top five, like, pretty consistently, and I don't know, I just don't get it.
Yeah, it's definitely an art album type of thing.
No, it's got its audience. I guess it's not me. I do really like the one with Playboi Carti though, Almeida.
Oh yeah, I have my shameful listen of the year that I can't really be like, this is a great album, but it's just so much dang fun, you guys. The Ed Sheeran album, collaboration number 6. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I like it.
Honorable mention. Really not an album, but just a fun project.
I like that. DaBaby.
Which?
Baby on Baby.
Baby on Baby. Not Kirk?
No. No, no, no.
DaBaby peaked already with his first album.
With his Baby on Baby, yeah. Baby.
So many Baby albums this year.
Oh, we can shout out... Which one? Chance the Rapper?
I mean, we could. That is an option that we could choose.
He's a good guy.
Is he?
I think so.
I think one of the games we played, I discovered the fact that he does not pay child support or something along those lines.
Well, I mean, he's married now, so.
What? He's still not paying child support then?
Isn't it to those kids?
Yeah.
Or is it to a different person?
No, I'm pretty sure it's those kids, but if you're married...
Well, why would you pay child support if you're already married?
I'm just saying, the cover of Peyton's tabloid, Tyler... Or not Tyler, the kid, Chance the Rapper, doesn't pay child support.
Yeah. I guess by that same token, I don't either.
Right, yeah. Technically correct. Danny Brown mentioned...
Yeah.
Yep.
Couple country albums. Miranda Lambert had an album this year, but I really like Miranda Lambert.
Goldlink. Shout out
Goldlink. I'm kind of on team fuck Goldlink now.
Oh, yeah, because he said that whatever about Mac Miller.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, Dylan?
I don't know. I just heard it, and then like somebody who I can't remember who said something back up to it.
Anderson .Paak.
Oh, Anderson .Paak. And then, but then Goldlink came back and was like a kind of apologized. And then I was kind of like, whatever.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of a, I don't know. Kind of a shitty like thing to do.
Yeah. I feel like he probably just wrote it. And like the way he worded it, like it just didn't translate well across like words. So I feel like he was just trying to say something different. But maybe that's just him. Like backtracking, I don't know with his apology.
I didn't listen to that album too much, but from what I listened to it a little bit, it seemed like it was much different from his previous album. What was that called? It had Crew on it.
God, I love that song.
Yeah, right. Felt yeah. Much like smoother,
a little more jazzy.
Yeah.
Smooth jazz.
Brendan,
also like to shout out Vegan. Shout out Vegan. Text while driving if you want to meet God.
That's another one I didn't even listen to this year. Did that come out recently too?
That came out a while ago. It's like, it's a huge album. I don't know, or like a beat tape or whatever. But it's pretty cool. It's definitely a vibe.
Over It by Summer Walker. That was a real nice album. I think she Dreamville or Interscope. I think that's her first like big label album. And she's kind of been like on the come up for a while. I feel like a lot of people were going to her. I think next year she'll get even bigger. Brendan, I'm receiving all of these frantic text messages. You can bring it up, but I guess I can mention it for you. Catfish and the Bottlemen, you really want to talk about?
That was one of the albums that I did not fuck with this year.
What's wrong with Catfish in the Bottle, man?
Not good. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I really didn't like it.
Just straight up no.
Yeah, just no.
We spend so much time just elaborating minutia of albums, and that one's just a no.
Yeah, I don't want... I don't, there was a listener who like requested that, right?
I think maybe. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Is that it for honorable mentions?
Lil Nas X.
Oh, Lil Nas, yeah, his EP.
Do you have any like flops of the year albums that you listened to? That what were the worst things you guys listened to this year?
Ooh. Good God. See, I'm gonna be chill next year, but I can let me brew up some negativity here.
Hey.
Oh man, I feel like there's a couple that are in the bracket, so I'm not gonna pick those. But we will get to those. I'll say Chance the Rapper, we mentioned.
Yeah.
A lot of disappointment. Maybe not like the worst album of the year, but definitely like, man, you could have done a lot better. Oh, LSD. Gotta be LSD.
Yep.
Yeah. That was true. Yeah, that was trash. Bad.
That changed the format of the podcast.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I think I repressed that memory.
I just don't want to talk about everything anymore. I want to be like, hey, this is a cool thing, and then we could all show it to each other and be like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Dylan, you got a worst of the year?
I don't know. I don't hate on anybody.
What? I mean, apparently not Ariana Grande anymore. I guess that was your one thing.
Yeah.
Well, Schoolboy Q, I guess. That kind of left something
to be desired, I feel like. Yeah, that fell flat for me, too.
The level of talent made it a flop. That you know he could have done better. It's like when the straight A student comes in with like a C, and you're just like, what's going on, bud? You got trouble at home?
Yeah.
Worst album of the year for me, Suicide Boys and Travis Barker. Did you guys listen to that one?
Oof.
No. I didn't see that.
Yeah, it fucking sucked. Everything about that album was just, like, disappointing. Suicide Boys, it seemed like they just straight up ran out of ideas. Travis Barker is totally, like, non-existent. I honestly don't hear him for, like, 90-plus percent of the album, and when he is on there, it's just... It's too much. It's terrible. The album sucks.
Whit Lowry is one of those like amp you up white rappers that I really, you know, connected with years ago. But he released, I think, his third album this year, and it is just it's copy paste of number one and number two. Whit Lowry, if you're listening, and I know you listen to all of these, you can switch it up just a little bit, and then I'll be right back on board, because you got some good production, you're a fun guy, but man, I don't need another breakup song about you talking about looking at your phone a lot.
He's like on that, shoot, what's his name? Watsky, sort of wavelength.
A little bit. Watsky actually had an album this year. Watsky's on a different path, I think. He is on a spiritual journey that I'm excited for him. But yeah, definitely like Watsky 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, speaking of spiritual paths, that Kanye one, that was another one that I was expecting more from. But we can talk about that when we review it.
Yeah, yeah. Spoilers, spoilers. To switch back to positivity, I gotta shout out the bitch-ass acoustic album by Wax. Wax, dope artist. Check out Wax, everyone. Just a solid dude. Real funny, short songs. Not like a serious piece, but just if you want some levity in your life. That was a fun one. A real zip. A real bop, if you will. Alright, I think I've brought up everything that I have any sort of strong feeling about on this list. Everything else,
yeah.
There's a couple pop albums that were kind of enjoyable this year. Blood Orange, that one was pretty good.
I always like, just like from the cover and like the style of it and the name, like Blood Orange, just it sounds so good. But like, I never went back to that album.
Are you talking about the one from last year or Angel's Pulse?
I guess I'm talking about Black Swan, was it? Not this
That's
one.
That's Smino.
Or shit, which one am I talking about?
I think,
what is
I think it was
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Negro Swan. Negro Swan.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Angel's Pulse. I think you'd probably like that one better, because I definitely did. And I think we were kind of similar last year.
Okay. So I guess I just didn't go back after listening to the first album.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I always see it and I'm like, oh yeah, Blood Orange, like, just sounds so cool. It's got a good name.
I think you're just
he really does.
You're thinking back to the lemonade that they had at Blaze Pizza.
Are you
just thinking
good times,
the good memories there? Yeah,
yeah. I had to fucking lift a huge bucket of that shit up and pour it in every day. Yeah,
but it went through the little machine and it was like all bubbly whenever you took it out. Ah, it's perfect.
Yep.
All right, I think that's all the major releases. We're definitely going to talk more in depth on all our picks when we start the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
We got any hot takes this week, guys?
Oh, we've had like a month off.
Nothing
And I
brewing?
have not been exercising my hot take muscle.
I don't know how hot of a take this will be. Brendan, I know you watch like the Drew Goodens, the Gus Johnsons.
Yeah.
I think you might have even put me on to them. How do you feel about how should I phrase this? They both released videos recently that was like the problem with late night television and talking about how it's like so formulaic and not comedy.
Sure.
Did it feel strange at all that two like 20 something guys that do review channels were complaining about how formulaic late night talk shows were?
I don't know. Are they wrong?
No, but is it a problem? Like, I feel like the function of late night talk shows is like easily available content for anyone. And I think they do that well for the most part.
I don't know. I just feel like that's not targeted at me. It's at a different demographic.
The late night talk shows?
Yeah.
That's
I think
fair.
in a lot of ways, whatever they're doing is the equivalent for like millennials, Zoomers.
All right. That's going to be my hot take then. If that didn't sound strange, I think that's very missing the point of late night television. Like even if you don't like it, like it's for someone that's just like flipping through channels. It can't be like, I don't know, edgy content? I wasn't quite sure what I was supposed to walk away feeling. And there's like a ton of those popping up on YouTube. Like Lily Singh got her own show and everybody's hating on it.
Yeah.
But it's like the same as any other late night talk show. Is it really a problem?
Don't know. I don't watch that. I don't watch those.
I'm standing up for late night television. That's my hot take.
Man, having a kid really aged you.
It's fine. That's my motto. That's my motto for next year. It's fine. Leave it alone.
It's good enough.
Hey, I got a hot
A
take.
hot take it up.
You ever like scrolling through articles, like just different headlines or random stuff? And do you ever just get pissed off by the titles?
Yes.
Every day.
Specifically, Snapchat stories.
The snap, just the titles of snap out,
So misleading.
like the
Like the
captions.
featured headlines.
Oh,
Not like my
yeah.
friends. I'm not mad at my friends.
Okay.
Oh, great. Another fucking message from Peyton.
I
God damn it, Brendan. What do you want? Another blue box.
Yeah.
What were you talking about, though, Dylan?
Know, just like random. Like, I got a Google Pixel recently, and they've got this tab where you can, like, just look through news cards. Like, they're just random.
Flipboard.
Yeah, it's like a Flipboard thing. And like one's like, kombucha, would you tee off with this food trend? Lifestyle Asia. See.
Oh, the puns. You're mad
Oh.
at the puns.
Well, like, yeah, or I don't know. And like some of them are just random, and it's like, ugh. And
Like,
they
who
just piss me
cares?
off just by the, well, because it's like trying to get you to click it. And I just get mad. I don't know.
I don't
I
know.
don't get mad. I'm just like, wow.
I don't know when headlines stopped being headlines and turned into questions. I think I have brought this up before, but I would love somebody to research that. When, like, Town on Fire turned into, you won't believe what happened to this town. It'll surprise you. When did we make the switch that was like, we're not actually going to put information in the title anymore?
That's got to be
Yeah,
an
I don't
that's
know.
yeah, got to be an internet thing.
Internet thing, yeah. Clickbait.
Exactly. We
This
should give our videos clickbaity names.
I was just going to say that this leads into our new philosophy of talking about singing. We're going full clickbait. We're getting famous next year.
This one's going to be called Talking About Singing Sells Out. Brought to you by Pepsi.
Sprite, man, what are you saying? What are these foul words coming out of your mouth? Pepsi?
No, we need to start. Let's get Faygo.
Root beer? You want the Insane Clown Posse to sponsor us?
I would be down for that. They're not a terrorist organization anymore, so I'm cool with being affiliated with the Juggalos.
Ever since I watched that Killer Mike documentary, they seem okay.
You know what? That just makes me think of Danny Brown. Can I go back and change it to Danny Brown?
Change what to Danny Brown?
JPEG Mafia to Danny Brown.
Oh, it was your last pick. Dylan, will you allow this?
Sure.
All right.
So now you're officially going, you know what I'm saying? Question mark?
Yeah.
That's how you have to pronounce it, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You just feel bad for Danny Brown? You want to
I like JPEG Mafia. I really do. As an artist and as like a, I don't know, an individual, but Danny Brown, it just feels more wrong not having him on there.
Wow, that is kind of a major decision because JPEG Mafia was like top four last year, I think.
Yeah.
Do we have any returning? I guess we don't know yet. Top picks? Who do we have? We had, oh man, I should have brought up the other bracket. Daytona was number one, I'm pretty sure. I think Kanye was number one. Brockhampton was number one.
Denzel Curry had to be on there with, what was it? His album last year.
Taboo.
Yeah, Taboo.
Oh, yeah.
Can't even find that. Oh, here we go. All right, our number one seeds last year. Or not our number ones, our, you know, whatever. Daytona was a number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
And Google Drive is loading. Jesus Christ! All right. Daytona. Some rap songs. That got a number one seed. Kids See Ghosts and Iridescence. So ooh. No returning artists for number one seeds, I don't think.
Who won last year?
Idols.
Oh, yeah.
Joy is an act of resistance. And then the year before, Melodrama by Lorde got robbed, and I don't care who won.
I think that I picked that one. Wanted that one.
Wanted Melodrama?
No, that was Father John Misty.
Yeah. The pure comedy. The real joke of a winner, if you ask me.
Nice.
All right. I think we're back in the swing of things. We want to call it for the week here, folks.
Yep.
Sure.
All right. We have our top picks. We will post the bracket whenever we make it. We'll do 50-50 listeners versus hosts. We'll see who makes it to the final four and ultimately the best album of 2019 from the land of 10,000 hot takes. It's been Brendan Haley, Dylan Schemenauer, and Peyton Kaiser. We'll be back next week.
Still recording.